And good morning. I'm Elizabeth Harrison in Providence. The University of Rhode Island plans to unveil a new neuroscience research institute this morning, thanks to the single largest private donation in the university's history. As Rhode Island Public Radio's Kristen Gourlay reports, the institute will add to the Ocean State's growing expertise in brain science.
URI graduate and former CVS Caremark president and CEO Tom Ryan and his wife Kathy have donated $15 million to establish the George and Ann Ryan Institute for Neuroscience, named for Tom Ryan's parents. The institute will draw on dozens of URI researchers already studying the brain in a variety of disciplines, and its research will focus primarily on brain diseases like Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. The investment may boost Rhode Island's profile as a center for brain science, but donor Tom Ryan says that's not the point.
We're not doing this for economic development. We're doing this to solve a healthcare crisis and find a way to slow down and eradicate these diseases.
The Institute joins a growing landscape of brain research and treatment in Rhode Island, including centers at Brown University, Rhode Island Hospital, and the Veterans Affairs Hospital in Providence. Kristen Gourlay, Rhode Island Public Radio.
State Treasurer Gina Raimondo is adding another experienced operative to her campaign team. As Rhode Island Public Radio's political reporter Ian Donis reports, Eric Hires managed David Cicilline's two successful congressional campaigns.
Hires says his role is to get Raimondo and her team ready as they approach the end of the year. Hires declined further comment, including whether he'll remain a part of Raimondo's team in 2014. Hires managed winning congressional campaigns for Cicilline in 2010 and 2012. It's anticipated that Raimondo will take part in a fierce Democratic primary next year with Providence Mayor Angel Taveras. She hasn't yet announced a campaign, but is expected to do so before the end of the year. Clay Pell, the grandson of the late Senator Claiborne Pell, is also considering a Democratic run for governor. Ian Donis, Rhode Island Public Radio.
The State Board of Education has approved new standards for teachers' colleges that tie their ratings to student performance. The standards call for schools to track the performance of their graduates as first-year teachers using measures that include student test scores. They also increase admissions requirements for teacher candidates, saying many applicants must score in the top third nationally on tests like the GRE by 2020. Other provisions in the standards address issues like student teaching and preparing teachers to use data and technology in their classrooms. And Red Sox second baseman Dustin Pedroia has had successful surgery on his left thumb to repair a damaged ligament. Pedroia hurt the hand while diving into first base on opening day, and he played the rest of the season with the injury.